Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio today is Lisa Hughes. She is a regional economic developer with the Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED for short. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We're going to talk a little bit about infrastructure today and how that affects your world as you go around the state looking at sites for businesses to expand or locate here.
Thank you, Jim. Infrastructure is an important topic, and where I have a real advantage is that Minnesotans as a whole recognize the social and economic benefits of a strong infrastructure system. So when I talk about infrastructure, I'm thinking of an efficient infrastructure system that allows for the unhampered flow of goods and services. And in most cases, you know, you relate this to transportation, that whole realm of transportation. So that's why we need a strong road or transportation infrastructure.
And that's usually what people think about with infrastructure, right? Like bridges and roads and that sort of thing.
You know, we do. We talk about roads, we talk about rail, we talk about air, we talk about waterways. All very important. And in southern Minnesota and in greater Minnesota, really we're impacted by rail and our highway transportation system. So I think we talk about that the most. Now there's also site location infrastructure. And what do you think of when you think about site location infrastructure?
Does it have adequate power? Does it have, you know, adequate access with roads and that sort of thing? I mean, that's kind of what I think of.
That's absolutely right. And appropriate site infrastructure is a top criterion in business location decisions. And local infrastructure assets are fundamental to the decision-making process, whether the decision is to make additional investments in an existing Minnesota location or an out-of-state company considering an investment in a Minnesota location. So we do look at, you know, appropriate water supply as well as wastewater treatment. One thing we don't talk about very often is natural gas. And natural gas has really impacted my business lately. It's amazing. In the manufacturing process, and in southern Minnesota, manufacturing is huge. One in five jobs are from the manufacturing industry, and that's double the concentration in the state as a whole. So manufacturing uses natural gas. And when we talk about egg processing and ethanol, for example, natural gas is absolutely critical. Now, in the case of southwestern Minnesota, we have inadequate service. And I currently have a couple of projects, two projects where existing Minnesota businesses want to expand, and three projects of companies looking at locating a facility in Minnesota. And all the other site criterion are met, except we can't meet their natural gas need.
How does that get resolved? Because do we have to look at the private sector for that? Or are these public utilities that have to be making huge investments in these areas? Or what's the deal?
Jim, that's a great question, because that is the conundrum. I mean, it's private infrastructure. So we have programs for public infrastructure, and we can bond for public infrastructure, but we really don't have programs for private infrastructure.
Well, on next week's show, we'll have to talk about maybe some solutions for that. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa Hughes, she's a regional economic developer with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.